After her return to the prison, Hester Prynne was found to be in a state of nervous excitement that demanded constant watchfulness. As night approached, it proving impossible to quell her insubordination by rebuke or threats of punishment, Master Brackett, the jailer, thought fit to introduce a physician. He described him as a man of skill in all Christian modes of physical science, and likewise familiar with whatever the savage people could teach. Closely following the jailer into the dismal apartment appeared that individual of singular aspect, whose presence in the crowd had been of such deep interest to the wearer of the scarlet letter. The stranger had entered the room with the characteristic quietude of the profession to which he announced himself as belonging. Nor did his demeanor change when the withdrawal of the prison keeper left him face to face with the woman. His first care was given to the child, whose cries, indeed, as she lay writhing on the trundle bed, made it of peremptory necessity to postpone all other business to the task of soothing her. He examined the infant carefully, and then proceeded to unclasp a leathern case, which he took from beneath his dress. It appeared to contain certain medical preparations, one of which he mingled with a cup of water.
"My old studies in alchemy," observed he, "and my sojourn for above a year past among a people well versed in the kindly properties of simples have made a better physician of me than many that claim the medical degree. Here, woman, the child is yours. She is none of mine. Neither will she recognize my voice or aspect as a father's. Administer this draught, therefore, with thy own hand."
Hester repelled the offered medicine. "Wouldst thou avenge thyself on the innocent babe?"
"Foolish woman," responded the physician. "What should ail me to harm this misbegotten babe? Were it my child, I could not do better for it."
As she still hesitated, he took the infant in his arms and himself administered the draught, and in a few moments the child sank into a profound and dewy slumber. The physician next bestowed his attention on the mother. With calm and intense scrutiny, he felt her pulse.